Big John McElhenney.
The origin of the angel on the Christmas tree. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert W. Morgan.
Thank you, and of course, coming from a Christmas storyteller of your stature, that is quite a complimentary introductory passage indeed. Thank you, Big John McElhenney. The Little Red Sled is a tough act to follow, but here is the origin of why we put an angel on top of our Christmas tree every year. This is the story of the first angel on top of a Christmas tree. We take you back to Christmas Eve many, many years ago, about 4:30 in the afternoon. Santa, to say the least, had had a rough day. The elves were on strike. They were demanding a free agent clause. They wanted, you know, maybe a couple of them wanted to jump over to the Easter Bunny. You know, here is Christmas Eve. Santa's got labor problems, right? On top of that, Mrs. Claus has had a headache for the last 3 weeks every night.
Oh, boy.
No chance for Santa to unwind prior to big trip. Look outside, and the foggy Christmas Eve afternoon finds that Rudolph's light is out. To complicate things even further, Donner and Blitzen have hoof and horn disease. What do you think? Santa is having a bad day. Santa Claus has just received word that 7 of his most popular toys have appeared on the Good Morgan team's most dangerous list. To top things off, don't you know? Santa is out of sorts. This is his big day. The day he looks forward to and prepares for all year long. And now, no elves to make toys, no reindeer to pull the sleigh, no Mrs. Claus for moral support and R&R. And he's got all these, even if all this comes together, he's got these kids griping about the toys the Good Morgan team says are dangerous. But then comes a knock at the door. Santa opens the door and says, "Yeah, what do you want?" And there's this little sweet angel with blonde hair. Turn the music down and save the end. Is it too late? This beautiful little angel standing outside Santa's door. He's in this gruff mood. Nothing can make him happy now, but perhaps. There's this little angel standing, the blue eyes and the blonde hair. Sweet little thing. And she's holding a Christmas tree. And she says, "Santa, we have one last Christmas tree left." He says, "Yes, so?" She says, "So, what should I do with it?" And that is a story of how the first angel on the top of the first group. Chief just yet.
That was definitely a cheap shot.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
That's right, pal.
Yeah, you guys deliver?
We deliver.
You got any tequila?
We have tequila.
Tequila. Yeah. You got a quartz?
Quartz. We have quartz.
I don't want any quartz.
All right. How much do you want?
Fifths.
You want fifths. All right.
Four fifths.
Four fifths tequila?
Four fifths tequila?
Yeah.
What do we got so far?
We got four fifths tequila.
Better make that five.
Five fifths tequila.
Five fifths tequila?
Got that.
You got scotch?
We have scotch.
Think you got any cinnamon?
I think I'm ready.
Four.
Four
fifths of scotch.
Hello.
So is this Jack's Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
You listening to the Yellow Pages?
Yes, we are listening to the Yellow Pages.
How come you're listening to the taxidermy?
That's impossible.
Well, I'm sorry. It was what?
It's impossible.
Oh, well, I must have a couple of pages missing in my phone book. What do we got so far?
Five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch.
You got any beer?
We have beer.
All right, okay.
We have 16-ounce cans and 12-ounce cans.
Okay.
Well, how much do you want?
Just two cases.
Two cases. All right, I've got that down. All right.
Don't say any vermouth.
All right, I won't send any vermouth.
That makes my wife sick. She's out of town, but I do it just in her memory.
All right, okay. We have five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch, two cases of beer, one case of 16-ounce can.
You just bring it out right on up then, huh?
All right, where do you want me to deliver?
Up to my house.
Where do you live?
Up on the north side.
On the north side?
Yeah.
Whereabouts on the north side?
Up there by the Japanese amusement park.
The Japanese amusement park.
Right? Bambi the deer plays there.
Is that right?
Where Bambi goes, nothing grows.
Right.
You still there?
I'm here. All right, don't you have any address, any numbers, or anything like that?
I'm sorry. Let's see.
All right.
Five.
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 Two.
Two.
Well, that's not my address. That's my order.
The order, yeah, that's what I thought.
You can I'll turn a big red light on. You can't miss it.
Red light on, okay. Yep.
There's a big statue of a brindle Great Dane dog out front.
You're not going to bite, is he?
No, he's just a statue.
Just a statue, okay. We got 5/5 tequila, 5/5 of scotch, 2 cases of beer, 1 case of 16-ounce can.
No vermouth.
No vermouth. I wouldn't send vermouth. And 1 case of... That's quite an order. Are you having a party?
Huh?
Are you having a party?
No. I'm just trying to work up the nerve to go to confession.
Hudson Landry and Ajax Liquor Store. KMPC Air Watch. First for traffic. Lewis. From the sound of Christmas and Santa Claus is coming to town. That's the one you've wanted just to play all week without talking over it, and that there it is on KMPC. 14 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. Coming up now in just minutes, ladies and gentlemen, this the great Christmas story by Big John McElhaney of the Little Red Sled, and that awful one you've requested. Just the only reason I can get away with saying this is there's no way he can hear me. He's up in the great Northwest. But the silver trumpet one, I've never really hit home with me. We just kind of tolerated that every year. But
are we going to get them both this morning?
Yeah, we're going to get them both.
Wow.
The Little Red Sled and the... I don't think you've even heard the silver trumpet.
I don't think so, no.
It is almost as bad as the thing you do on Christmas, but we'll...
old chap?
No, Shep is good, but it's almost as bad as that jive. What's that thing you do?
Oh, yeah, Rudolph. Yeah, that's 8:30 today.
Crummy Rudolph.
That was definitely a sheep chat.
Well, thank you, Cos, but it is a crummy story, but we've got to let everybody do their own thing here. It is Christmas. We'll get to Big John in a minute, 7:15 in Southern California. KFPC Airwatch on the quarter hour. Pamela's in New Zealand. Cliff Welch flying Airwatch 710.
Right after our last report, Robert W., we talked about the Hollywood Freeway being super, and then, boom, we found a stalled vehicle in the number two lane, just about Alvarado, looking up ahead of us now. I can't tell whether it's working. I'll get to some other traffic here and then let you know. Southbound Golden State Freeway at Penrose. We had the car fire and then a separate accident. A little bit of delay there back to about Lancashire. Northbound Hollywood Freeway, about 10 ago, we had a stalled vehicle in the number two lane just north of the Santa Monica Interchange. Below us now, the four-level interchange is looking pretty good. And looking up ahead, I believe I've got that vehicle out of the number two lane inbound Hollywood Freeway about Alvarado, but I do see quite a few headlights coming on in this way. I'm Cliff Welch, flying KMPC Airwatch 710. Now Dave DeSoto on Cruiser 3.
Airwatch talking about a stall on the Harbor Freeway northbound north of 9th Street. Number 3 lane there. Now we've got a stall truck on the Warner off-ramp from the San Diego northbound here in Orange County, but they don't say whether he is blocking a lane, but being a truck, he very well could be. And Caltrans should have shut down the number 1 lane on the Santa Ana Freeway southbound. They're doing some work out there in the fast lane until 3 this afternoon from south of the 133 to about a half mile north of the San Diego Freeway. If you were in Holland these days, people would be saying to you, Vrolijke Kerstfeest, which is the same thing as we say here, Merry Christmas, everybody. Dave DeSoto, KMPC, Cruiser 3, clear.
Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge for Santa Anita.
Bah, humbug. First it's reindeer, then it's horses. Not even through with the Christmas season before they start another. Opening day at Santa Anita, the day after Christmas. Folks will come from all over and get all excited. I don't know what they see in it, but I'm going anyhow. I hate the fun, but I love to win.
Opening day this Monday, get a free calendar with paid admission while supplies last. Santa Anita, site of the 1984 Olympic Equestrian Competition.
Well, this holiday season, give the gift that'll be remembered all year long, a very special Spydell Ident bracelet from Gemco for him and for her. Choose from a wide assortment of fashionable Spydell Idents in white and yellow finishes, including genuine diamonds, available now at all Gemco stores. Just ask for Spydell Idents in the fine jewelry department of Gemco, where membership makes the difference. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock at KMPC. We're going to... What? Oh, it is. Yeah, the hotline is ringing. KMPC, hello.
Hello. Is this Robert W. Morgan?
Yes, sir.
McElhaney calling in from Vancouver.
Yes, Big John, sir.
I've had some reports early this morning that you've been bad-mouthing my excellent Christmas story, The Silver Trumpet. Any truth in that, sir?
No, you've been getting, once again, you know how at a party they play that game, you whisper something in someone's ear and it goes all the way around the party, and by the time it gets back to the guy who started it, it's all different.
I see.
That's what happened with this story. By the time I got up there, it was all distorted. No. We have been promoting all week the fact that... one of the highlights of today's Good Morgan Team Christmas concert will be Big John's Silver Trumpet Story. Right, Bud?
I've heard. Just a moment, Bud.
Wait a minute.
Before you
wait, Bud!
Yes, indeed.
Bud slept last night for a change, and he's not himself.
Did he doze off on you?
Yeah, he does that every morning.
I have heard that you've equated this story with his story about the Santa Jive thing or whatever.
It is about as bad, yeah.
That's bad.
That's bad. How you doing, big fella?
Well, I just come back from the woodshed. It's 16 degrees.
Really?
And the stove doesn't want to start.
Oh, boy.
But it is cold up here, Robert.
That's what we understand. Boy, we had some 70 cities set a new had record lows yesterday.
Yes. Well, you're going to get some weather down your way, so don't give up. You're going to have heavy snows in the mountains all the way up through the Sierras, up to Tahoe. Probably a whole bunch of snow.
We just got this from the National Weather Service. The storm that is expected to hit Los Angeles over the Christmas weekend has suddenly slowed down and delaying its expected arrival. According to the forecasters at the National Weather Service, the storm system is between California and Hawaii, but has slowed to the point where it is coming toward us at about 10 miles an hour. What's that mean? That means the rain, which was supposed to reach us tonight, will not arrive before Saturday afternoon. So here's the new forecast. Let's just boil it down. Today, variable clouds, high 62. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 52. Saturday, mostly cloudy with 60% chance of rain during the afternoon. Christmas Day, mostly cloudy with showers and a high of 58. So it didn't look like we're going to get as much, and it's not going to get it as soon.
Well, that sort of fits in with the Silver Trumpet story.
It makes about as much sense. Here now, ladies and gentlemen, is Big John McElhaney's excellent telling of the Silver Trumpet story, as recorded on KMPC
a
couple years ago. Yeah.
I wonder if we could throw a log on the fire.
Let me do that.
No, Dennis. Log, not dog.
Oh, okay, there's one of these Presto ones, okay, it burns,
okay.
Burns blue and green.
That'll be fine.
Okay, it's on there.
Now the story of the Silver Trumpet. Once upon a time, there was a very selfish little boy, and he wanted a silver trumpet for Christmas. And he went to school, and he told all of his classmates, I'm going to receive a silver trumpet for Christmas. As a matter of fact, when he left school, he went house to house telling the folks all along the way, I'm going to get a silver trumpet for Christmas. And he arrived home, and his grandfather took him out, and they purchased a Christmas tree. Magnificent tree. The tree's name was Fred. Very bushy, green, very Christmassy. And the grandpa and the very selfish boy took that tree home, and Fred was so proud as he took him in the living room. That evening, the selfish boy's mother came in from work. She was a pin setter at the bowling alley. and they all looked at the tree. They had their dinner, and then they decorated the tree with the ornaments and the lights and the tinsel. It was so magnificent. And they were standing in the living room, and Fred, the tree, was so proud. And they were all commenting on what a magnificent tree it was. And the little boy, the little selfish boy, turned his back and said, "I don't like the tree." And with that, the tree fell on him. And that's our story. Well, so, the silver trumpet?
Yeah, what?
The tree bruised his lip, but he couldn't play it, so they gave it to his sister, and she was very nice.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. The classic, the absolute classic silver trumpet story from Big John McElhaney. And I, funny how my memory could fail me. I remember that Big John as being kind of a crummy story, but in the, hearing it now, it just has all the impact that it could ever have.
Yes, it certainly does.
I kind of like it, and it really inspires me now at 7:30 to tell my old chef Christmas story.
Okay.
I'm anxious to hear that, bud.
Old chef at 7:30. And the what is it at 8:30?
And Rudolph at 8:30. I would like to suggest that all the listeners get their little children and gather them around the radio at 8:30.
Send them off to a daycare center. All right. We'll have Big John's Little Red Sled now, which is of the two, I think, slightly better. But that's just my one man's opinion.
If you're of the red sled persuasion.
Stand by. When the tires are Michelin steel-belted radios, you have no worry about quality. So does it really make much difference where you buy them? Consider these points. Four-day tire stores have bought over 200,000 Michelins this year. And that volume earns discounts that show up in 4 days cut prices. That volume means big Michelin inventories. A better chance at 4 day to find your Michelin size in stock. With 20 different sizes available in 4 day special volume buy, most cars can be fitted. But with 4 days Michelin prices so low, there still may be temporary shortages in some popular sizes. Call ahead and find out. 4 day tire stores open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8:30 to 8, Saturday, 8:30 to 5, closed Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. 4 day tire stores, the price cutters with the big stocks of Michelin steel-belted radials. See the 4 day tire ad in Saturday's LA Times and every week in other major Southern California papers. Ugly Duckling Rent-A-Car is America's second car at a price that's right for you. When you need an extra car, rent an Ugly Duckling. If you drive a sports car and need a station wagon, rent an Ugly Duckling. If you need a truck or a van, I mean, OJ couldn't even jump over one of those, right? Rent an Ugly Duckling. Some locations even have RVs, four-wheelers, and limos. And everyone loves a bargain. Ugly Duckling rents dependable, clean, used cars for a lot less. So call 800-257-6338 for the Ugly Duckling location nearest you. America's second car should be your first choice. Eh? Talking about prices down to $8, $9, $10 range for per day. So it varies from location to location depending on their overhead. That number again, 800-257-6338. 6338. Ugly Duckling Rent-A-Car wants to thank KMPC and all their listeners for making Ugly Duckling such an overwhelming success. Well, thank you. From Bakersfield to the border, there's an Ugly Duckling near you, and all of them wish you the happiest of holiday seasons.
Oh, Ugly Duckling,
America's car. And the entire Good Morgan team would like to say we hope that Ugly Duckling gets a new jingle for Christmas. We'll send that jingle to Big John's ugly sister. Are you there, big guy?
Hello there.
All right. Now, here's the one that people, all week, their phone's been ringing off the hook. They want to tape this.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know whether it's for a court-martial inquest or just because they want it.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is, Big John McElhaney and the story of the Little Red Sled.
Yeah, I'd sort of like to do this like Frank Gifford. You know, hi, this is John McElhaney with the Christmas story. What do you think about the lead-off like that?
I don't like it. I like just your own warm, wonderful self.
Okay,
with this,
all right.
This picture sitting in front of the tree, a crackling fire in the fireplace, a glass of eggnog in your hand, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, and all the other good stuff. Stockings hung by the chimney with care, and a plum somewhere in there. Here's Big John McElhaney and the story of the Red Sled.
The Little Red Sled, a Christmas story. We open the scene in a very small town in Missouri. Neosho, Missouri, the town square. Snow gently falling. It's Christmas Eve, late in the afternoon. As we look across the square, we can see the last-minute Christmas shoppers moving about Neosho, downtown, that is. And across the way is Merle's Hardware. Been there for years. In the window at Merle's Hardware is a little red sled. Been there for about 3 weeks. And as the shoppers moved past that window, the little red sled looked out, hoping that someone would for the holidays. And as Scott St. James would say, a lady appeared. A foxy lady. And as she walked up in front of Merle's Hardware, the little red sled, looked out rather pleadingly, and the foxy lady entered the door, the little bell over the door ringing ever so softly, and her eyes searched the room, and on the counter she saw the Camp Bustam overalls and the mittens with two thumbs. In case one wears out, you can put it on the other hand. And her eyes moved to the window, and the little red sled observed this, and his heart started to pound. And as she approached, she reached over and fondled his shellacked finish. He was so excited, and she picked him up and walked over to the shopkeep and made the purchase and walked out to her car with the little red sled. And as she loaded him in her Mercedes 450 SL and drove off, the little red sled was oh so very happy. And she took him home and placed him under the Christmas tree. And he was just so pleased. It was a very cheery room. The tree was decorated with the tinsel and the ornaments and the lights. And he spent a very pleasant Christmas Eve there. And Christmas morning, it was so exciting. And the foxy lady approached. And she picked up the little red sled the very first thing. And she carried him outside. She placed him down on the ground. And she sat down on him. And the little red sled started to smile because he was close to the thing he loved the most. Snow.
Snow. Snow. But...
Yeah. That's even with the silver trumpet, that one's tough to top, Big John.
Oh, me. Well, that's the Christmas spirit. Now, when's old Chef coming up at 7:30?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna leave you hanging. By the way, that story, Little Red Sled, is one of the reasons Big John McElhaney today is in Vancouver, Washington.
That's right. Had to leave town.
Yeah, but it's one of the reasons I get rid of my Scrooge attitude. Put me in the Christmas spirit.
Listen, happy holidays to everyone, especially to Baxter.
Baxter?
Yeah, Baxter Ward. He's still running the station there, isn't he?
No. You haven't gone that long.
That's not Baxter?
No.
Oh.
Change the subject.
Oh.
Cause, change the subject.
Feliz Navidad.
Cause says Feliz Navidad. Anything else, Cause?
Happy New Year.
Robert W. Morgan.
KFBC Airwatch, first with traffic news. Cliff Welch for the vacationing Pamela at Airwatch 710.
You bet, and I hope John's still on the line, and Merry Christmas to you, big fella. It's just wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you, Clifford. Take care of yourself.
Hey, okay, Bart, I'm going to give you a jingle here. Anyway, I'll get to that later.
Say hello to the mayor for me.
Yeah, did you get that 8x10 glossy I sent you?
I did.
Okay.
Got a surprise for him in the spring, another truckload coming down.
Gotcha, okay. Hey, traffic, oh, geez, what memories. Hey, anyway, inbound Hollywood Freeway is not too bad now. We checked Coinga Pass out in the San Fernando Valley. We didn't find any problems there. They're still working that situation. However, southbound Golden State Freeway, about 10 rows where they had a car fire and then a crash because of looky-loos. And as we left it about 10 minutes ago, northbound Hollywood Freeway, the number 2 lane was blocked just about 9th Street, so you might want to use caution there. Other than that, we know of no accidents or obstructions on the freeway system. I'm Cliff Welch, flying KMPC Airwatch 710. Now Dave DeSoto on Cruiser 3.
Hearing both those voices real fine, both Cliff and John again. Merry Christmas to you both, and the only thing going wrong in Orange County is a stuck truck on the Warner off-ramp. He was headed northbound on the San Diego Freeway, and that's about as far as he made it. And there he sits, waiting for a tow rig. Highway Patrol hasn't said anything about lanes blocked, but as you're on the San Diego northbound, you take it easy trying to take that Warner off-ramp. Dave DeSoto, KMPC, Cruiser 3, clear.
All right, thank you, Cliff and Dave, 7:30 at KMPC, and Marv Howard has headlines on the half hour.
Listening to those two guys is like listening in to a conversation between Smiling Jack and Roscoe Turner, don't you think?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I have a Cliff Welch, Big John McElhaney decoder ring, and I know what they were talking about.
I think that's, you know, those are really fly boys, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so typical, it's just marvelous to hear this.
Roscoe Turner crap.
Take it a little...
I had any nerve at all, I'd have said watermelon.
All right, here we go with some headlines here at 7:30.
Okay.
Entertainer Gene Kelly and his family are reeling from a Christmas tree fire that destroyed their Beverly Hills home yesterday morning. Fire officials say it's still not clear whether faulty wiring or prolonged exposure to hot bulbs ignited the dry tree. It was not being kept in water. ACLU reportedly plans to sue Riverside General because it's force-feeding Elizabeth Bouvet, trying to starve herself to death, as you know. According to Bouvet's attorney, the cerebral palsy victim is extremely angry about it. Eight-day-old Amelia Ramirez is now back in her mother's arms after she was kidnapped last Saturday from a hospital by a woman posing as a nurse. A tip sent police to a Spring Valley home where they found the child and the 29-year-old San Diego woman, Linda Marie Patton. She was booked for investigation of that kidnapping. KNPC Air Watch weather, mostly cloudy through tonight, high 62, low 52, 60% chance of rain tomorrow afternoon through Christmas morning and windy. Christmas Day, mostly cloudy with showers and windy storm, total up to 1.25 inches here in the coastal areas. Right now, it is 51 degrees at our KNPC studios in Hollywood. I'm Marv Howard, Robert W.
All right, thank you, Marv. 7:32, it's KNPC, and I guess now we have, we do indeed have Bud Tucker, sometimes even when we don't want him. Brought to you by Eastern Airlines, and among other things, the story of the Christmas story of Old Shep. So you can do sports first. That's the deal.
I know. Right into Old Shep sports. Well, the Old Shep Christmas story concerns an Arctic expedition back in the days, and in the tradition of Cook and Peary. And the Arctic expedition became hopelessly lost one Christmas Eve, and they were stumbling through the snow, and they were trying to keep from freezing to death, and of course, starvation began to set in. So the wild-eyed members of the expedition looked around and decided that the only thing to do would be to kill and eat the dog sled team.
Oh, no.
And so they began to butcher the dogs as it was necessary to prevent starvation among the men. And finally, all the dogs had been eaten except the favorite dog of all the members of the expedition, Old Shep. Well, they held out as long as they could, and they looked at each other despairingly. But rather than permit the men to starve, the head of the expedition said to go ahead and take Old Shep. Well, sadly, sorrowfully, and forlornly, they butchered Old Shep. And they sat down and they built a big fire and they ate Old Shep. And after the meal, the men were sitting around the fire. And they looked over and there was nothing left but the fire. And beside the fire, a pile of bones. And one of the members of the expedition looked at the bones and said, "Look at that lovely pile of bones. I sure wish Old Shep were here."
That is Bud Tucker's story. Of Old Shep. Really puts you to spirit, doesn't it, John? Yeah, we can set a truckload up there as easy as you can set one down here.
That's great. Listen, happy holidays to everyone.
Okay, you too, Big John, and to Big Old Doris, too, from all the Good Morgan team, everybody at KMPC, all right?
All right, Robert W. Morgan listeners, y'all take care of yourself. Miss you.
We bye. Sure miss you, Big John. Thank you, babe.
Bye-bye.
Now, there's a new way to go to Kansas City on Eastern with two daily nonstops. Both of our Kansas City nonstops are morning departures. If you're going beyond Kansas City, you'll be happy to know that our first nonstop goes through to Hartford Springfield and our other nonstop goes through to Indianapolis. Because Kansas City International is hassle-free, it lets you make connections without conniptions when you fly Eastern by substantially reducing your connecting time to many Eastern cities, such as Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia. In celebration of our two new Kansas City nonstops, Eastern's Frequent Traveler Bonus Program is awarding double bonus mileage into and out of Kansas City through February 15, 1984. So if you're heading to Kansas City or further east, head over to Eastern. For full details, talk to your travel agent or Eastern Airlines.
Eastern, America's
Coach John Robinson in minutes, scores, and much more right after the 8 o'clock news. For Eastern Airlines, I'm Bud Tucker. Now back to Robert W.
Thank you, Bud.
Good morning. Merry, merry, merry.
South America, the Christmas Singers Unlimited. We're standing by to get Coach John Robinson on the phone at 22 minutes now before 8 o'clock at KMPC. And another cut from the Ramsey Lewis Christmas album. Now, this is the one we just played. We can't play that. We'll play this one instead. 22 minutes now before 8 o'clock at KMPC. We're a little short-handed here. And apparently we will be now on. Percy Faith on KMPC. The orchestra and chorus on KMPC, and happy holidays at 20 minutes now before 8 o'clock on KMPC. And time for our morning chat with Coach John Robinson, brought to you by Columbia Savings and Loan. First of all, we'll say good morning to the Scooters. Morning, Scoot.
Good morning.
Morgan Scooter.
And Coach John Robinson. Coach, good morning to you.
Morgan.
Morning, Coach.
Well, why don't you start it off, Bud? First of all, let's set the stage. The Rams play Dallas in the wild card game Monday in Dallas, and I know the coach does not want to look ahead, so we won't mention this not long, but after they beat Dallas, then they've got to go on and play Washington at Washington on Sunday. So as someone once said earlier, the Rams have their work cut out for them. Bud?
Okay, Coach, we're all agreed in Southern California that Dallas can be beaten. What's it going to take to beat them?
Oh, I you know, you hate to use the cliches, but I think the thing that we have to do is be able to play the whole game, you know, play from the beginning to the end and not get caught in the up and down cycles. You know, they'll score and they'll do some things and the fans will cheer and all that, but if we just keep doing our thing, I think we can get to them. I think you got to beat them with big plays. They're not a club that you march the ball very well on, but I agree with you. I think they can be beaten and I think we can do it.
A very cold weather, apparently, Coach. The Cowboys have moved over to Houston to practice indoors in the Astrodome. Will cold weather bother your ball club?
Well, I'm sure not unless we're, you know, out in it or whatever that is. But I don't think so. I think they'll do everything to have the field in decent shape. From what I heard here, it's on Christmas Day. At least they expect it to be in the low 30s and snowing. But probably Monday it'll be high 40s and sunny.
Scoot?
Coach, you know, last week we talked about the special teams and how your special teams have improved in certain areas. It paid dividends for you last week.
Yeah, it really did. Our punt return is, you know, one of the best in the league. Henry Ellard is one of the best in the league. And we were so close so many times over the last 3 weeks. And bang, it happened Sunday. And it was great to see.
How do you match up with Dallas and their special teams? See any loopholes in there?
Well, I think they're a group that's solid. They don't make a lot of glaring errors, but they haven't been an overwhelming group in terms of their productivity and things that they've done. But they're solid, like most teams. Yeah, so.
They have gotten a reputation this year, and I guess deservedly so, several games of coming from behind late. So I guess the key is to get ahead of them and just stay ahead.
That's the one. Would you write that down for me so I can remember that?
Once you get ahead, stay ahead.
Yeah, I got it.
But that's one of those inspirational. Someday they may make a movie out of that and say in John Robinson's first year, what turned the corner in the playoffs is when at halftime he wrote down the block. He walked in, wrote down the blackboard, "Now, guys, stay ahead," and walked out and didn't say a word. And just was a picture of Ronald Reagan there.
Yeah, that's probably spelling wrong.
We'll get back to the coach in a minute. Columbia Savings wants to help you kick off your financial game plan with a real winner. An FSLIC-insured certificate account paying annual yields as high as 12.52%. That's right, with a minimum balance of only $1,000, you can earn yields as high as 12.52% on an annual rate of 12.15%. Columbia Savings allows you to pick your own rate and term from a variety of plans, ranging from a daily money market plan to 6-month through 10-year certificate. The longer the term you choose, the higher the rate. Now, with Columbia Savings, you're able to combine a variety of financial alternatives into a game plan that'll make you a financial winner. So go to over $3 billion strong, Columbia Savings. Also look for Columbia's ad in the business section of Tuesday and Thursday's L.A. Times for all details and branch locations. And while supplies last, stop by any Columbia branch and ask for a copy of the official 1983 Rams fact book, yours free from Columbia Savings. Since every game from now on is pivotal, I have no more questions. But
okay. Coach, the offense the last couple of games has almost taken the day off. Have you been able to impress upon your offense that they're going to have to wake up for Dallas?
Well, it's not a question of quite in those terms. I think against New Orleans, we turned the ball over again, and we didn't move the ball very well, but we came alive at the end. Against Philadelphia and New England, it was primarily the turnover problem. I think this club is going to be a real test for us because they do so well against the run. I think we'll have to be balanced, but we'll have to show them some variety. I think our offense will do fine.
We have to ask the question about Vince Ferragamo's hand. Has it healed? Is it better than it was, for instance, last week?
It's gone from 81.3% healed to 86.9%.
Well, I love a team that, you know, really keeps to tight stats like that. That shows a lot of care and dedication. Scoot?
You got a new punter, or snapper for the punting camp, Coach Mike McDonald?
Yeah, Doug Barnett, who has been excellent at it all year and been a good cover man, injured his knee and is out for the rest of the remainder of the playoffs. We were really left pretty short. Doug Smith is our backup. He centers when we have our offense in there and would center on extra points. It would be too tough, we felt, on long snaps, although he could do it. Mike McDonald's an ex-USC player who I know is good at it. Mike was available, so we got Mike off the golf course somewhere and got him back.
He seems like a pretty loose fellow. I don't think he'll be too excited or uptight for the game Monday.
Well, I'm not sure that's true, but I'm sure he'll be excited. But I think he's very competent, and he'll do a good job.
Well, Coach, if you're running into the end zone often enough, he won't have to punt.
Yeah, that's right.
The best thing to do is keep him off the field.
Yeah.
Let me get that one down, too.
Okay.
Get it into the end zone.
Get ahead and stay ahead and keep the...
Get it into the end zone.
And you get in the end zone, keep the punter off the field.
Well, I could have used you guys earlier in the year.
Well, we knew you were going to squeak through. We didn't want to make it too easy for you, you know?
Yeah. Coach, as you go over there, the best adage that I can think of to send you away with at Christmas time is, the best guys always win.
The best guys always win.
Yeah. And that's you guys.
I'm overwhelmed. That's us?
That's you guys.
Oh, great.
Yeah, America's team went in the tank against San Francisco, so everybody's off them now. We're looking for a new America's team, and if the next team that beats them, I guess, is going to be it.
Absolutely.
Coach, you're going to be real busy on Monday morning at our usual time, getting ready to play football, so we won't be talking to you then. We'll talk to you Tuesday. Have a good Christmas, an especially good Monday, and Neil Ross will be here with Scoot and... glad to talk to you on Tuesday morning. The best of luck from the Good Morgan team, okay?
Okay, see you later.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Okay, Coach. And we'll talk to the Scooter next half hour about his picks for the for that game and also the Denver-Seattle play at wild card game. 13 minutes before 8 o'clock, that was brought to you by Columbia Savings. We're going to go to KMPC Airwatch on the quarter hour and Cliffs in Airwatch 710.
And hopefully we've got that situation cleared up. Inbound Golden State Freeway about Penrose. It's been about an hour ago. They've just cleared up something on the Santa Monica Freeway at Robertson. And in and around the downtown area, east side, everywhere I'm looking, I'm just coming up over the Santa Monica and Harbor Junction now. Just maximum freeway speed, very light traffic. I'm Cliff Ross, flying KMPC Airwatch 710. Now Dave DeSoto and Cruiser 3.
Traffic, as you might expect, on the Orange County Freeway Network, and not a whole lot of them on the surface streets in many locations. So we're sailing along fine with the sun up there, trying to punch through some of these clouds. Safety Soto, KMPC Cruiser 3 clear.
All right, thank you, David. Cliff, 12 and a half minutes now before 8 o'clock at KMPC to tell her she's really special. Here's the perfect Christmas gift that truly lasts. A dozen beautiful long-stem roses with your special message delivered into her arms, especially for Christmas. And then one dozen fabulous long-stem roses just once each month through December 84. Four times National Flowers Rose Express will surprise her with marvelously alternate gifts, lovely indoor plants, colorful mixed bouquets, or exotic orchids. Join the 10th anniversary celebration. All it takes is one call to the Rose Express. Charge it monthly through your credit card. Today's cost per dozen roses delivered usually runs about $25, but the Rose Express costs just $12.50 plus a small delivery charge. Phone 489-ROSE, and she'll receive free a box of See's candy with her lovely Christmas roses. She'll love them, and she'll love you. Call 213-489-ROSE or 714-526-ROSE. Refrigerated deliveries all over the Southland, deliveries all over America, too. Call 489-ROSE. We promised we'd play Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer before 8 o'clock this morning, so everybody can have a chance to tape it. So stand by to roll tape. It's coming up next.
This is Rams Football 83.
Cromwell the hole. That's the 32 of New Orleans.